Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to this 88th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Advertising does not replace public relations. This is what we're talking in this podcast because we often hear from new clients at the agency these questions. They are wondering a very understandable question. They want to know why waste our time with a PR campaign when we can use that money to do Facebook or Instagram advertising campaign where we can, you know, this is what they are thinking. We can target our potential clients so much more precisely. It's a legitimate question, huh? Why lose your time or your energy or your money doing a PR campaign? The answer is very simple. If you want to develop a brand, to build a brand image that will last over time, advertising will not do that for you. We'll never create a brand. You never create a brand. You don't work on your branding with an ad campaign. But don't hear me wrong here. I believe in publicity. I even do advertising campaign myself. Advertising can be super efficient and important to help you generate revenue for sure. But it's not what it does when you want to create something that's going to last in time. It will not make you attractive in the eyes of your target customers or the new clients you want to attract. Publicity doesn't do that. And know that today, nothing is more powerful than your online community. Maybe you know that. Your community, your fans, your fan base, the emails list that you have, and the articles published about your company, all that's published online or in printed media, of course, but everything on that's also online in mainstream media, extremely powerful. Even today, nothing beats a TV interview where a journalist tells your story, despite, you know, the fact that they have less and less viewers, you know, their ratings, they're declining. But TV is still today the number one media in our top of the list. When I'm working with my employees and we have a meeting on the Monday and we go through all at the agency, we look at all our clients and we say, so what is still the most important thing? What do we want to accomplish for them? Where should they be visible? Where should people talk about them? And TV is always the number one. Of course, you don't just do that and aim to be only on TV. Know that newspapers can also be extremely powerful. Even a local newspaper or local TV can be extremely powerful because your notoriety will increase tenfold because someone else, a journalist, for example, is talking about you. The same goes for influencers who discover you and who they fall in love with your product and without being paid, they decide to talk about you or your product to their fans, to their community, especially if that influencers is as fan that really are really reactive and we say engagement and we measure the engagement. So this means that they have fans. Let's say they have, 10,000 followers, for example, and they have hundreds of people commenting on their post and their stories. This is a very interesting and probably very powerful influencers, even if they don't have hundreds of thousands and millions of fans. Know that. So public relation is what will give you that credibility. It's not through advertising. And I love to look at those giants and inspire myself on what they're doing. And sometimes it's fun to look at what they're doing because we understand way better, especially when I'm talking to you and what I'm telling you in this podcast. And as I admire any entrepreneur, solopreneur that has this courage, because you need to have a lot of courage to start your business. It's a lot of work. It's, you know, you'll have a lot of challenges to go through. I do admire companies. This is why I created the NADA PR School. So, but let's talk about these giants and look at what they're doing. The Apple, Microsoft, Starbucks, and even Tesla of this world. These brands could not have built their foundation without the support of the media. No way. And it's not an advertising campaign that does that. So in the case of Tesla, or even if you think about Zara clothing brand, I know you're going to tell me, well, we know that these brands rarely work with public relations agencies. This is true. But nonetheless, they know how to get people talking about them. And they are PR savvy. They know how to use public relations to their advantage. So someone, they have people in-house that does that for them. They might not work with an outside agencies like NADA PR, but they know how to use PR for sure. The case of Elon Musk is quite simple to understand. So I like to talk about him, and you've heard me in some other podcasts. He understands public relations like no others. And when you look at what he does, so the more media talk about him, that's something he knows, of course, the more Tesla shines with its potential customers. So you see what I'm presenting to you, what I'm talking about in this podcast? This is not publicity. He didn't pay these media to be featured on the front page of their newspaper, or now that he bought Twitter. So he's really amazingly PR savvy, this man. So it's interesting to see what he does and get inspired by what he does, or do it differently. So all these giants sometimes might give us that it's a false impression that TV interviews and newspaper stories are exclusive to them, and we think it's accessible just to them. No, this is not knowing the power of PR. And this is what I'm teaching you, of course, in the NADA PR School. On the contrary, it's available to all of you. If you are listening to me today, it's available to you. I promise. And don't forget that public relations, effectively used in boosting your SEO. Public relations can boost your SEO big time. You may have heard me say that too, that PR helps increase your SEO, the famous search engine optimization, SEO, a few times, especially in the podcast. So boosting your SEO should be part of any marketing plan, even if you're a small business, because it's so important today, especially post-COVID. People look online more than ever. They do Google researches. So it's so important to pay attention to your SEO and try to improve it, because this is where, especially if you use PR, you'll get easily spotted on search engines and increase your visibility, then what? Your sales. So your SEO improves when you have many articles and interviews on you, on your product, and when they're published online. The same goes for your blog or your podcast, but the best thing is to combine those things. Have a podcast, have a blog where you post articles with clickable links, and make sure you convince people, you attract the attention of press to talk about you, and use these articles, publish them on your own website, on your own Facebook page, on your own Instagram account. So this combination is the secret sauce. This is the magic. This is where the magic happens. That's the magic recipe that all major brands know extremely well. Yes, they have, many of them, substantial budgets and can work with several agencies like ours, like NADA PR and experts. But What is remarkable today is that everyone can do the same thanks to internet, thanks to the web. The difference is on the scope, really. Because you can build your own targeted press list with less than 100 contacts and succeed in getting people talking about you and really increase your SEO. I remember one of our students at the NLP school, she had a list of 30 people and she was able to manage, I think, 5 or 6 mentions on her new product. So it's possible. It's really possible. And yes, that's what I'm teaching you at the NLP school, how to combine PR with your social media. All the quality content that your customers, that we find online that talks about you, your brand, contributes immensely to increasing your visibility. And please Google, yes, Google loves when they see many articles, repeated articles on you. And know that advertising will not do that. Advertising will not build your brand or bring you this notoriety, never. It's through PR, through articles, through your blog, through your podcast. And we are humans at the end of the day, and we love stories. And nothing better than in an article in a magazine or online where people talk about you. To be spotted by those search engines, you know, the many mentions or clickable links in quality publications like newspapers that point to your website are of great power. And in public relations, this is what we use. This comes from media with a good reputation. It can be even a local media, really. And influencers or bloggers who also have a notoriety or credibility on the web. It's all these added external links, articles mentioned that become a staple of quality regarding what you do. And yes, I know it's hard to understand sometimes, but the algorithms will take that into account. So this is what we're talking about in this podcast. Publicity doesn't replace public relations. Now you understand why, because you're going to create and build your notoriety through PR, through your blog, through what you're doing on your social media platform. But obviously, nothing better than combining advertising campaigns. I believe in advertising, yes. And public relations. I love when we have these new clients that come to us, they have a campaign, they plan a campaign, they want to know what we could do regarding public relations. And we can do both campaign, let's say, not exactly at the same time. Sometimes we combine them. I love that. But if your budgets are tight, and you are just starting, and you just launch a new product or a new company, even, you know, if you're young or not so young entrepreneur, public relations and social media must become your best friends. They can be your best allies, really. And if you want to know more, so join me. Sign up for our list and trainings where I teach you like step-by-step PR tactics that you can implement right away. It's going to take you a few minutes, an hour or two during your week. No more than that, really. So I have the links for our new program, Get Featured for Free, and the free NetApp PR model and our list. You can get on our list if you subscribe to our website, NetApp PR. We're working on a new website. Can't wait to have the new one, but it's still there. So NetApp PR, you'll see the famous pop-up window. So you can enter your email there and you'll get some free, fun information every week from us. So hopefully this little break in your week is inspiring you. And I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NetApp PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.